blows and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players pop and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game. And the best game you can name. And the best game. Hockey fans, it's time for Board Check, Impact Media's weekly drive right through the neutral zone into the top of the square. We're blasting this Luck Ovechkin this week. It's everything hockey, including the Predators, the Canes, the Glads, our Owls, of course, and some NHL news and notes. There's some stuff going on in the league. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Obviously not the ideal time to do this show, but hey, it's the time we had. So we're glad you guys are joining us. As always, if you would like to follow the show or leave us a question, comment, suggestion, I just want to say hello. We're good with all of those. If you want to do so, here is how you do it. You can email us at 3endzone@gmail.com. That is the blanket email for Impact Media. That's the number 3endzone@gmail.com. You can go to Facebook and look for Board Check, Jeremy York, Impact Media. Any of those should probably find us. If you are one of those people who are so inclined to just click a link and listen to a show, we appreciate you guys as well. We appreciate all our listeners and how you decide to listen. You can go to Twitter and go to Team Impact Media, or Board Check has its own Twitter, at least while it still exists, at Board Check. And those are all the places you can just click on the link and listen to it. You can do it on Facebook as well. If you are so inclined to want to follow us, or follow me, for show-related things and unrelated show things, just random things that I get into, you can do so by following me at TheImpact99 on Twitter, Triller, TikTok, and, of course, Instagram. We're gonna work on our YouTube for next year. We're gonna get some more videos out for you guys and do some things like that, because there are times when we do things like that. Whether I'm covering the event live or whether we're just out and about, let me try to get some more videos up for you guys. And of course, anywhere you get a podcast, including Podcast One, the iTunes Store, Spotify, any of those places. And if there is a place that you regularly get a podcast that you cannot find us, please let us know and we will fix that, because we try to be everywhere accessible to you guys. Now, let's get into some headlines, some things happening in the NHL. Special shout out to Patrice Bergeron, who got his 1,000th point the other night for the Boston Bruins. Longtime staple for the Bruins, who used to be the Gladiators affiliate a couple years ago. But Patrice Bergeron is just one of those really good guys in the league. He's always played really well. I mean, not just because he has 1,000 points, but he has always been kind of one of those faces for this Bruins team over the years, as they had their ups, their downs. You know, it wasn't that long ago they had some cups. But Patrice Bergeron is definitely one of the good guys in the league, and congratulations to him on 1,000 points. The Devils just continue to run their winning streak up. I believe they're at 13 games at the moment. They may be more than that by now. That's just amazing to, in this day and age, to be able to win so many games in a row is just outstanding, because in a league where parity is quite frequent and quite rampant now, everybody's got a really good team. There's not many teams that are not good. These are all professional players. Some of them are having a little bit worse luck than others. But the fact that the Devils, even if their streak, there you go. The Maple Leafs just last night ended the Devils' winning streak at 13. But how amazing is that? 13 games in a row. Normally, you only see things like that in the playoffs where you get a really dominant team that will just smoke everybody throughout the playoffs. But the Devils, in a year when most people thought they would be awful, like they have been recently, looks like they have put things together and gotten on a really, really good hot streak. Evgeny Malkin played in his 1,000th career NHL game the other night, and what made that so special, at least in my opinion, is they had a special guest come into the locker room to announce the starting lineup that night, and that would be Malkin's son, who was kind of fighting back tears himself. The little guy did a great job, though, announcing all the players. Some of those names were not easy, but at the very end, he said Evgeny Malkin, and then went and gave his dad a hug. Just a great moment. That's another moment you get in hockey. That family connection, that connection to the fans is just different from a lot of other sports. Chicago has retired the number 81 jersey number of Marian Hossa. Marian Hossa won 3 cups in Chicago. I know he played down here in Atlanta. He's played a bunch of other places. I think towards the end he kept trying to play, and I think there was an illness that prevented him from doing so. It was good to see him back on the ice the other night. And great on Chicago for retiring the number 81. Marian Hossa is one of the better players, a true Hall of Famer. And we definitely missed him here in Atlanta when he left. But, you know, we missed Atlanta too. It is what it is. But good on Chicago for retiring the number 81 for Marian Hossa. And good on him for being back. Also, Minnesota had Alex Goligoski, who got his 1,000th game in the other night. That is fantastic. Not many people know much about Alex, but he is a really good player in this league as well. And shout out to him for 1,000 games. I don't know of any special things that they did because nobody covered it, which is a shame because Minnesota is a great organization. And they actually, unless I'm mistaken, pull that up real quick. Yeah, they picked up Ryan Reeves from the New York Rangers the other night in exchange for a 5th-round pick in the 2025 draft. Wow, what happened in New York? They started off, and they've been pretty good. And then now they're dealing Ryan Reeves. Is it just that maybe he's kind of ran his course there? I wouldn't think so. They're currently sitting in the top wild card spot. So maybe if they feel like he's not quite the fit that he was before. He did add some grit and some force to their team. Something they needed. They were getting banged around a lot. But when you add Ryan Reeves, you don't get banged around a lot. But they deal him to Minnesota, who is they are third place in the wild card race of the West Division, which means they're trying to make that run up. So, hey, good on them for adding Ryan Reeves. I know that John here at Impact Media is excited for that. He is a Minnesota Wild fan. So, good for him and good for Minnesota for adding Ryan Reeves. That guy, seriously, he brings it. He brings it each and every night. Now, let's get into... Let's talk a little bit of the Nashville Predators. Since we've last spoke, they've done quite a bit. Since we last spoke, they have played a lot of home games, one away game, and they are doing, 3-2 in that particular time period. They had the win versus Minnesota as they welcomed in the Wild. This may be part of why the Wild had to make that trade. But the Predators, who didn't get off to the world's best start, they are starting to put it together behind Nito Niederreiter. What a great pickup that was. Carolina misses him. And Duchesne had the other goal. UC Saros with 32 saves in the winning effort. A couple days later after that, they get the big win over the Islanders 5-4. Playing at home does matter, guys. Philip Forsberg had a goal. Sissons had one. Niederreiter again, who was just lights out, red hot. And Parsonen had two. Saros with 29 in the winning effort there. They welcome in Tampa Bay. And this goes all the way to overtime, where Tampa Bay, unfortunately, finds a way to put that one in. Forsberg and Niederreiter, he is on a heck of a streak with goals in the losing effort. Saros with 36 saves in the losing effort. Then they welcome in, how many games in a row do they have there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 home games in a row. And then an away game, and then three. I'm going to tell you about the next three home games. That is crazy. It's a great schedule. That helps get you back on track. But they faced Arizona, the Gladiators affiliate, by the way. And they win that one 4-3 in a shootout. Goals by Josi, Granlund, and Duchesne. And in the shootout, Duchesne had a goal. Forsberg had a goal. Johansson had a goal. And Cody Glass had the winning goal in the shootout. Great wins there. Like I said, right there, they're 3-3-1. Then they went to Detroit and they got blanked. And that went 3-0. They got shut out. Lankinen had a good night, just not a great night. And 26 saves in the losing effort there. That happens, you know? That happens. Upcoming schedule for our Predators is tomorrow. Seeing as how this is. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Meant to say that earlier. Totally apologize. But happy Thanksgiving to you all. Hopefully you are able to have fellowship with friends or family, or at least have a good meal today. Upcoming schedule, that's where we're at. Upcoming schedule for the Predators tomorrow night, that's on Friday, 2 p.m. It's a shopping day special, guys. Take a break from shopping or get done with shopping and go see a game. They welcome in the champs, the Colorado Avalanche. 2 p.m. puck drop there. It will be an 8 p.m. puck drop as they welcome in the Columbus Blue Jackets on Saturday. And we will have a show before then. So, big things coming. The Predators are turning it around. We will talk about the standings here in a minute. And we will talk about the Carolina Hurricanes here in a minute. But first, we're going to take a break as we have a new ad read. Talking about our friends at BetOnline.net. We'll be back after this.
Hey, this is Jeremy the Impact York from the Impact Media family of podcasts. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest ways to get your betting fix. And don't forget BetOnline for NHL, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today and use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And we're back here on Forecheck. Make sure to check out our friends at BetOnline.net. They've got the not only the betting lines and wagers, they've got the podcast, they've got the articles, everything to make you a more informed, smarter, better fan. even if you don't wager, even if you can't wager. You know, here in Georgia, it's a little iffy on how that works. If you're in a place where you can't bet, that's okay. You can still go to betonline.net, get all that information. You could be the smartest person at your family reunion. Maybe it's at your water cooler at work. Maybe it's while waiting for the MARTA train here in Atlanta. Lots of stuff you can learn there. Definitely go check them out. Early part of the show, did some NHL headlines, including some people getting to 1,000 points, some people getting to 1,000 games, the Marian Hossa retirement ceremony. That's fantastic. And we also talked a little bit of Predators. Let's get into the Carolina Hurricanes. And what have the Hurricanes done since we last spoke? Well, they went to Chicago and shut out the Blackhawks. Shout out to my friends and family. I have some in-laws up in Chicago. Shout out to them. Hopefully next time we visit, maybe we can go check out a Blackhawks game or some Wolves. I hear the Wolves are pretty good. I don't just hear it. I know. I keep up with the Wolves. Jordan Staal with a goal in this one. Svechnikov, one of my favorite Canes, and one of my other favorite, Martinuk. Jordan Martinuk. They had the three goals in the winning effort there. Kochetkov with the 27-save shutout. Congratulations to him. Now, they also hosted the Colorado Avalanche. And unfortunately, in overtime, the Avalanche had the winner to win 3-2. But in the losing effort, Sebastian Aho and Marty Nechas with the goals in that one. Antti Raanta with the 12-save loss. He only faced 15 shots all night. That's how good this defense was on Colorado. They went up to Minnesota, lost that one in overtime. Kind of a weird stretch for our Hurricanes, I know. Sebastian Aho with the long goal there. Kochetkov with the 19-save loss. Then they traveled to Winnipeg, lost that one in overtime. Just something about overtime. We just got to avoid overtime. Svechnikov, Jacob Slavin, and Marty Nechas with the goals in that one in the losing effort, and Kochetkov with 19 saves the losing effort there. Then the steam just completely ran out as the Arizona Coyotes defeat the Hurricanes 4-0. Kochetkov with 23 saves in the losing effort there. Kind of weird how the Predators went on an uptick, a slide up, and it seemed like the Hurricanes took that slide down a little bit. But they're going to rebound. They're going to be okay because tomorrow night they're going to be in Boston, actually tomorrow afternoon, so on Friday, 1 p.m. puck drop there for that one. So if you're in the greater Boston area and you're a Hurricanes fan, or you're not a Hurricanes fan, maybe you're a Boston Bruins fan, and you happen to find yourself out that way, you should go check out that game, because Boston versus Carolina is something you could see in the playoffs, and it's going to be a great, great matchup. Two really good teams. On Saturday, they will be back home as they welcome in the Calgary Flames at a 4 p.m. puck drop for that one. And look, things are going to be good. Things are fine, guys. Both these teams are gearing up. It's getting to about the mid-season spot, and if there's many cases where a team that was towards the bottom, and neither one of these are, but a team that was towards the bottom in mid-January ended up winning the cup. So we'll see how things shake out as we get into the holiday season here. Let's look into the standings while we're at it. Carolina is currently third in the Metropolitan Division. Even after all those losses, they are only 2 points out of second. Now, the New Jersey Devils on that raging banger they were on right there, they are actually 8 points ahead of our Hurricanes, 6 points ahead of the Islanders in that one. But, hey, things will turn around. They're not going to always just win 13 in a row. They're going to probably hit a little skid, I would imagine. But our Hurricanes are hanging tough right there. They're actually tied with the Rangers, and Tampa Bay is only a point behind them there, but Carolina holds the tiebreaker. And I feel good about their chances. They're going to be first or second in the Metropolitan. Just trust me. We go to the Predators, who are currently fifth place in the wild card in the West with 20 points. They are also tied with Edmonton, Minnesota, and St. Louis. So basically, second through fifth are all tied with 20 points. It's just because of tiebreakers, they are currently in fifth. Once again, they're kind of on an upswing. So I feel really good about, I would say, at worst, Nashville is going to be a wild card. And at best, I bet we are, I would like to say higher, but I bet we are second or third in the Central Division. I bet we end up right around that second spot. But tons of good stuff going on. Let's get a little bit into some Gladiators news. For those who don't know, you can join the Gladiators on December 16th. I believe that is like a Friday? Sounds right. Let's look at the calendar. That is a Friday, a Half Moon Friday, by the way. As they will take the ice as the Atlanta Thrashers with specialty jerseys, arena theming, and more. That is going to be a really, really fun time. Where is that other story I wanted to talk about? Not sure if I mentioned this last time or not, but Steve Brown has been hired as the Gladiators CRO. For people who do not know what a CRO is, it is the Chief Revenue Officer. This is one of the first new hires of the new ownership. And Brown will manage the Gladiators front office and oversee business operations for the team. He's here to get into some fun marketing things and ventures and really project this team into the greatness they have been destined for. We know that on the ice they're a really good team. Well, now off the ice and in the arena, they're going to be fantastic. Could that mean a new arena deal down the road? Don't know. Just me speculating there. But Steve has a really good track record of leadership and value. And team owner Alex Campbell likes him. Good enough for me. Good enough for me. He has been at a lot of different, some of his stops before now. He has been at the TD Garden. He has been at the Legends at LA Stadium, an entertainment district at Hollywood Park, and the Wells Fargo Championship. You can learn more about this. You can go to AtlantaGladiators.com. There is a really cool article about that. Does it say? Doesn't really say who wrote the article, but I do know that later on today they will face the Savannah Ghost Pirates at 7 p.m. So if you listen to this early morning, then you should be able to go later tonight and see that game. Let's get into some of the things they have done. Since we last spoke. Let's see. They went down to Estero, Florida, and lost by one goal both times to the Everblades, who are the defending champions. I will give them that. But we lost 3-2 to the Everblades, where Cody Sylvester and Eric Neely had goals in that one. And Parks had a 27 save effort in the loss there. We also lost in overtime 5-4 to, let's see, when was that? Oh, that was the night before. I'm reading these backwards. Yeah, the night before we lost 5-4 in overtime to them, where Sengun Shin, Mike Pellick, and Cody Sylvester actually added two in the losing effort there. And Tendek had 30 saves in the losing effort. It happens. It happens, guys. And then upcoming schedule, like I said, they play tonight as they host the Savannah Ghost Pirates for, seems like, the 40 millionth time already. It's going to be a great rivalry because they play each other, like, seriously 14 times this year. But they will be in for that one. You can still get tickets. I have a ticket rep. If you don't necessarily need a ticket rep, but make sure to get your discounted parking pass and stuff like that. That's the incentive to call them, if for nothing else. Get the discounted parking tickets, because they don't want to charge for parking. The building does, but we get a little bit of a break if we go through the ticket office. So make sure to do that. You can also walk up and get them as well and pay for parking as you get there. It's not that bad. It's like $10. And then on Friday, they will also host, Friday and Saturday, they will host the South Carolina Stingrays. 7 p.m. puck drop for both Friday and Saturday as they welcome in the Stingrays. And that is all the upcoming games they have for now. Look, this team is doing some fantastic things. Absolutely fantastic things. There's a lot of electricity. The new owners have put a new level of electricity in there. I look forward to being in the arena. I will say it right now. I will also put this caveat on what I say, but as I always say, if you guys see me at any of these games, at any of these events, if you want to stop and chat for a second, that is great. If you, as always, if you find me, we take a selfie of both of us in it, and you tag it on social media, we will send you some swag. We are working on some different stuff around here. We'll also take suggestions. If there's a certain kind of swag that you'd like to have with our logo on it, let us know, and we will get that to you. But we will send you swag. So I will be in the arena on December 10th. I will have three of my favorite little minions with me, so do not, be kind of careful how you run up on us. But if you walk up, you say hey, you say Jeremy, you say Vorchek, any of those things, I will be happy to turn around to meet you guys. I love hearing from all of our followers and listeners. And like I said, if you take a selfie with us and you tag it on social media, we will send you some swag. Or I'll bring it next time I'm at the game. The first time of this season I'll be in the arena will be December 10th. I look forward to it. The little minions I am bringing, it is two of them's second game ever, and it is one of them's first. This should be a lot of fun. Plus, they're going to get jerseys. They're going to be great, and I'm going to be Uncle of the Year. We're working on that. Now, let's finish up by talking a little KSU. Little KSU, Ice Owls, our favorite, of course. So, let me just throw this out there, because I did reach out to them to find out the answer to this question. I saw that there were travel-related issues that did not allow them to go this past weekend and face FAU. Travel-related weekend. Travel-related. That's okay. I reached out to some people that were not players. Because, I'm not going to put the players in that situation. I did reach out to some upper brass people and to find out what happened. And from what I gathered, this is just what I gathered. This is speculation. This is just me talking. I am not representing the university, nor the players, nor anybody else involved. From what I gathered, from what I was told, was that they were trying to secure transportation to go to FAU for the weekend. Hotels and everything like that were good, and they were not able to secure the buses that they needed in order to transport the team down there. And there just wasn't any other options kind of last minute. So, unfortunately, they didn't get to go down and play those games against FAU last weekend, which is a bummer. It sucks. Sure, it sucks. I have spoken to players about that part of it. And, they're disappointed that they didn't get the chance to go down and play. But also, this is back to my perspective here. Also, I know that a handful of them have had school-related things that it was nice to have the extra time to work on. I know some of them have been a little under the weather. I know some of them have been a little dinged up. So maybe this was life kind of intervening a little bit interjecting itself to as much as I'll just come out and say it, as much as it sucks that they didn't get to go down and play those games, I think this extra time to rest and this extra time to be in town and around their families and around their friends and you know, being able to work on some stuff that they probably wouldn't have had as much time to do, I think this was life hitting the pause button for them, because it's going to make them better. Because they're going to need to be better. Their next game is going to be on Thursday. That's the way I'm looking at it. Thursday, 1 week from today, which means we will actually talk about this again on the next board check. But their next game is Thursday, December 1st, versus the UGA Bulldogs at the Classic Center in Athens. 7 p.m. puck drop for that one. And I'm here to tell you, whether it's Aiden Hamby that's been on this show, trust me, we are lining up some other guests, and you guys are going to enjoy it. Whether it's Aiden Hamby, whether it's Daniel Cotnar, I'm going to say your name right one day, I promise. whether it's, you know, the Alex Webe, Ben Pacheco, whether it's Captain Pape, these guys and gal are ready for battle. And like I said, I think this extra time is just making that boiler get a little hotter. They're going to be ready to just spring into action. As owls do, they're going to be birds of prey. They are going to swoop down and pick up those little bulldogs. And I have a lot of faith and a lot of, let's just go with faith. I got a lot of faith in this team that they're going to go to Athens and hand it to those bulldogs. So good luck to them. Good luck to the Gladiators tonight and tomorrow. Good luck to the Canes this weekend and the Preds this weekend. That's going to do it for us for this edition of Board Check. Appreciate all you guys tuning in the way you guys do. I love talking to you guys in public. You guys know that hockey is one of my favorite sports ever. So I will always talk hockey, even no matter where you find me, outside of a few places. But this is another great edition of Board Check. We will see you guys down the road. Deuces, gooses, go watch hockey. Go Canes, go Preds, go Glads, go Owls.